Helen Shield from the Now Now Caravan and Camp Park here on the banks of the Boggy Creek.
I've always driven past the Now Now Caravan Park and thought it was this kitsch 1950s South Pacific Gilligan's Island style caravan park with palm trees and 1950s caravans in here.
We do. We like the designs and the qualities of designs of things from the past. So, yes, we have kept some 1950s caravans, which we've done up inside, and we have a kitchen with a Frigidaire refrigerator and a shared cooking spot where people sit around a campfire and share travel stories and meet locals, and it's a lovely meeting spot here.
And you've even decked out the caravans with vintage tea sets and cushions and furnishings.
Yes, my daughter's an upholsterer, so she was brought on board to do some of that. But teapots have always been a bit of a symbol for me of people sitting down and meeting. So I think it's a theme we've kept here.
Your peak season, you were saying, is between October and April. What sort of people come to the Now Now Caravan Park?
We've been here about 10 years now, but when we first came, they'd often be, you know, week, 2 week family groups camping. What's happened in the last couple of years with social media is we've been picked up with international travellers who come from Melbourne and maybe go walking at Wilson's Prom, and then they come through here. They're people interested in interacting with nature, and they've heard about us, and so that's changed the clientele that we have.
What countries are they coming from?
Well, last year we had lots of Germans, Spanish, French, Turkish. We had people from Romania. We had Russians, people from China, from Hong Kong. It was an amazing mix. Every few days, the food in the kitchen would change. And we find often travellers want to do local things. So they want to catch fish, they want to make damper, they want to do those things that they hear you do in Australia.
Because it's an amazing setting here. You're right on the Boggy Creek here. There's an old rail bridge, which is part of the rail trail, which goes over the creek. And you can go on a variety of different walks from about 1.5 k's to 10 k's, and then obviously bike riding.
Yes, the rail trail's been fantastic for us, and we work in with Snow River Cycling with Liz Mitchell from Orbost. She brings bike riders now all year, which is really good for us because it's a steady turnover rather than everybody wanting to come the same 2 weeks, because we're only very small.
You were telling me that you can swim in the river here. I never knew that.
It's a beautiful swimming hole right at the back of our house here. On the gorge here, the water's fresh water, and if you go just across the road and behind the Mingling Waters Cafe, it's salt water, and there the water's about 10 degrees warmer because of the thermal springs. So you can choose. So yes, swimming's popular, kayaking, fishing, it's all within walking distance.
And you were telling me that there's a family that have got a permanent holiday dwelling here.
Yes, some people have permanent holiday accommodation here, and there's a family that's been coming for over 50 years. Now their children and grandchildren all come here, and it's their second home, I guess. I think Now Now on the Boggy Creek's always been a meeting place. Traditionally, it's been a meeting of ways, I think, for people. And what we find is when people come, they sort of relax. They slow down. Our top request this year is, how can we see live wombats? What time of day? Where do we go? And how do we catch a fish? And how do we do this? And there's always someone else in the park who will provide the fishing line or the kayak or take them to see them. Like that cooperation among long-term residents and visitors happened amazingly last year, and travellers were really keen to attend local events. So New Year's Eve, there was a bush dance at Wairiwa. There were 13 different families went up to the bush dance, and they were nationalities from all over the world went to the local bush dance. And so people are keen to join in.
That's probably one of the main points of difference of this caravan park. It has a very communal, holistic, eclectic feeling to it. It's not the sort of caravan park where you go to your lot and don't speak to anyone the whole stay.
Yes, I think someone put up on a blog, if you want your big screen TV and your plastic playground, don't come here, because it is something quite different. And they called it cheap and cheerful. And they said, be prepared to chat to your neighbours, or, you know, I mean, you can stay in your own spot if you choose, and some people do, that's fine. But it is also a meeting place for travellers and for local people to meet with travellers. And we learn a bit about the state of the world in other countries, because sometimes people come here and I think, oh, it's a bit rustic and they won't cope. And then they wander around the park and they say, oh, you have clean air. We don't have clean air anymore in Hong Kong or in China. And where do you get your shells? We don't have beaches with shells anymore. Like, so you realise what it's like for people in other countries. We had German people come in just before Christmas, and they'd done lots of walks, big walks, in their time in Australia, and they didn't move out of our kitchen for 4 days. They didn't walk anywhere. But they blogged on the number of birds that flew in or past the kitchen. And then we got a significant amount of Germans who came because of that.
How many species of birds do you reckon you have around here?
Well, I've recently joined the East Gippsland Bird Observers Group, and people very generously sent me the list for the Nowanawa habitat area and on the Lake Tyers Arm, and they'd clocked 171 varieties, which is just quite amazing habitat. We get sea eagles up, we get kingfishers. The bird life is spectacular. And lyrebirds we have here on the gorge. When we first came, there was emus wandered through the park, but with the change in the roadway, that doesn't happen now. On the tracks, you see wombat diggings. Unfortunately, deer, which has become a real problem. Occasionally, you'll see a wallaby come down.
And October's a pretty special time here at the park.
This year, it's turning out that way. The first week in October, there's quite a big bike ride that Snow River Cycling have organised. So that comes through from Bairnsdale right through. So that is one of those wonderful programs that links up all the little communities. So the bike riders will stay in Bruthen and attend music events and local functions, and then they come here with local catering. So it supports small businesses along the path, which is fantastic. Then the weekend after that, the 8th of October, there's a local history event on by the Community Development Association on the history of Nowanawa. And that same weekend, our park's been booked out by the Earth Alliance movement, looking at the status of rivers in the area. We're having Stories on the Hill at the Nowanawa Hall on the 22nd of October with Jan Wozinski, telling stories on William Buckley, the white man who lived with Indigenous people in settler times. And in the afternoon, we're doing sessions on writing with Bruce Pascoe, who's just won the New South Wales Premiership and Indigenous Awards for his book Stark Emu and Convincing Ground. So we hope that will be an inspirational weekend. I think every weekend in October, there's community events on